My next guest on the program this evening is an alumni of the University of Missouri School of Music. It's Kansas City native Stephanie Berg. Stephanie, thanks for taking the time and being on the program today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So think back to your earliest memories of your time here at Mizzou, and or maybe even a step further back from that. How did you first decide that University of Missouri School of Music was the place you wanted to study your art?
Well, I had applied to multiple schools, and I ultimately chose MU, I'll admit, for rather unromantic reasons. The prospect of in-state tuition was a nice one, and then also they gave me very nice scholarships as well. But I found that when I went to Mizzou, the experience is really incredible. I mean, their faculty is top-notch, and, you know, one of the advantages to coming to Mizzou as opposed to a larger, more well-known music school was that I got a lot more individualized attention. You know, there was just more opportunities for interaction with professors. There was a really good chance to work with some really very highly knowledgeable individuals, and I think that really set the school apart for me.
Now, from an instrumental perspective, you are a clarinetist by training. You also studied in Major Mark here as a compositional student. Did you come to the university intending on studying composition, or was that something you picked up along the way?
Composition was something that came later to me. I had initially come to Mizzou with the aspirations of being a professional clarinetist, ideally in a professional orchestra, and composition really was not on my radar. I considered it more of a hobby, and it wasn't actually until I was most of the way through my undergraduate degree that I had taken some composition classes and discovered that I really kind of had a knack for it.
When you were here at Mizzou, one of the accolades that you earned was being named the winner of the Ziegfeld Prize. Can you tell us about the piece of music that you wrote and what winning that award gave you, or what it made possible?
The winning of the award was very unexpected because at the time I was not a composition major. The piece that I submitted was an interesting piece called A Piece with No Name. I was feeling a little funky, I guess. But it was written for, if I recall correctly, flute, cello, percussion, and something that I call clarinet in pieces. I had been playing around in a practice room one day and discovered that I could attach the mouthpiece of my clarinet to the lower joint of my clarinet. And it produced a very unique sound and some very interesting intonations. There were a lot of quarter tones and things in there too. It produced a very odd scale. And I decided to write a piece kind of around that, also utilizing alone. And if you put your finger into the end of the mouthpiece, you can alter the pitch that way. And it sounds very eerie and very strange. And I just really wanted to kind of capitalize on that. And I decided to submit it. And I ended up winning, which was a huge surprise. It was a wonderful thing. But I really think that kind of set in motion my transition into the compositional world. The transition from performance into composition was kind of gradual. I still function as both a performer and a composer. But I think what really turned on the light bulb for me as far as accepting composition as a viable path for me to go down was after I won the Ziegfeld Prize. Part of the prize is to write a piece for one of the large ensembles at Mizzou, the orchestra, the wind ensemble, or the choir. And I chose to write a piece for the orchestra. And while I was editing the piece, I took it to Dr. Stephen Freund, for him to help, just look over and make sure everything looked all right. And as he was helping me edit it, he turned around at one point. He's like, you know, you could do composition. And this little light bulb sort of went in my head. And it was almost like I needed permission. And he just granted me the permission to be a composer at that point. I was like, you know, maybe I could. Maybe I should look into this. I think that a big part of my hesitation about going into composition was that I really didn't know what that career path looked like. You know, and it's still a very abstract one. You know, how does one make a living as a composer? And truth be told, you know, you do a lot of different things. You know, I teach, I perform, I compose, you know, I do all sorts of things to make ends meet. But that particular moment was when I realized that I should look more into that, just to see where it would take me. And, it, you know, all sorts of good things have happened as a result.
And indeed, all sorts of good things are happening to Stephanie Berg. She finished her bachelor's degree here at the University of Missouri in 2008, completed her master's in 2012. The Kansas City native settled in St. Louis. She's got a clarinet studio there, and she's a regular performer with the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. She's also that group's 2016 Composer of the Year.